Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. We bring in Mark Mills, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, author of The Cloud Revolution, How the Convergence of New Technologies Will Unleash the Next Economic Boom and a Roaring 2020s. Wow. Host of the Last Optimist podcast, Mark Mills, welcome. Can we talk about, I want to continue this discussion, John Kerry is going to China. No one knows what he's going to do. Over there. No one knows what treaties he's making, what deals he's making. The guy's completely unaccountable. But the point is that the White House itself, even though Biden hasn't paid any attention to it, put out a white paper from the Council of Economic Advisors and from the Office of Management and Budget, Mark. And they said basically a couple of degrees Fahrenheit warmer has had virtually no impact on our economy, okay? Point number one. Point number two, they want everybody to have electric cars in the next 10 or 20 years, and we don't have the resources, not even remotely the resources to deal with it because their own policies are preventing the kind of mining for the minerals. So what do you make of this whole story?
I mean, it's bizarre. It's like a form of mass hysteria because there's this profound disconnect between reports of exactly the kind coming out of this White House that we're seeing a de minimis impact from a modest temperature rise on the planet. The world is slightly warmer. No dispute. Why it's warmer is in dispute. But here's the disconnect. Just trying to get that many electric vehicles on the road, mandating EVs everywhere, to do so would cost trillions of dollars. And you're the economist, you get the same service as a car moving, assuming that they're equal in every respect. You get the same utility function of a vehicle, but it costs trillions more dollars to effect. And the key thing, to your point, is that it doesn't cut CO2 emissions because of the minerals that are required, and they're not produced here. This administration actively opposes expanding new mining, even though they talk about, in policy circles, quote-unquote, subsidizing American domestic mining. It's not happening. It's truly surreal. I mean, frankly, I don't think I've ever seen anything quite as surreal in my career.
You know, you have written about this, the whole commodity angle, minerals, resources, commodities. So digging this stuff up, so if you want to have electric cars, you got to have batteries. So we need all these minerals and commodities to go into batteries. But that excavation will unleash quite a bit of carbon. So isn't that sort of self-defeating?
Well, that's the key pillar of these electric vehicle mandates and bans of conventional cars is to cut CO2 emissions. And you're absolutely right. So what a single EV has a battery that weighs, which most people, I think, now know, weighs about 1,000 pounds. And to manufacture that battery somewhere on Earth, you have to dig up, for that one car, something like 500,000 pounds of the Earth using big, heavy oil-burning machinery. I mean, 40% of the world's industrial energy is in mining, and that's before we have an incredible expansion to try to make all the minerals elsewhere. So you end up emitting as much, and sometimes, this is the kicker, more CO2 elsewhere on the planet in service of building an electric car to eliminate the burning of hydrocarbons that emit carbon dioxide later. I mean, so words fail, and rarely am I at a loss for words.
it's dog chasing tail, and look, from a common sense standpoint, how can people not understand that? I'll start with policymakers. How can they not understand that? But ordinary people who look at this story, how can they not understand that? Look, you want an electric vehicle, fine. But we're spending trillions of dollars to subsidize this stuff. I mean, the Inflation Reduction Act, Mark, which is the biggest, you know, all these tax credits for EVs, has now been priced at over $1 trillion. But people don't understand what goes into this so that we can actually have these electric vehicles.
Well, you know, most people that I talk to day-to-day life are shocked at the numbers. So they don't know it. So it's a classic form of either ignorance, disinformation, or just lack of curiosity. And then for those who are told it, we have this surreal naivete that if we just wave subsidies and mandates around, that the mines will suddenly exist, that they'll produce the stuff in a perfect way at a low cost. I mean, it's literally the response of many policymakers when you tell them that, look, we're going to have to dig up a lot of stuff. We're going to have to dig up megatons of the earth to build that many batteries for that many cars somewhere. And that'll get expensive. It'll cause inflation in copper, inflation in aluminum, which will make appliances more expensive. They wave the magic hand of subsidizing technology, the market. Their view of the market forces, they'll respond, we'll get the stuff. It's a strange form of, we'll call it, naive view of how engineering and mining works. It takes decades to open new mines around the world, and never here under the current policy. So, you know, the psychology of it is strange because people have been told it's a zero emissions vehicle. It doesn't have a tailpipe. Yes, I noticed that. But the emissions occur elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And again, the point here is the materials and the commodities. Yes, you have to build regular cars out of materials, but 85% of the weight of a regular car is steel and iron. It's inexpensive, easy to get, whereas the weight of a electric vehicle is dominated by rare things like copper, and molybdenum, and manganese, and lithium, and cobalt, which require 10 to 100 times more rocks to be dug up to make the vehicle. That's where all the energy comes from.
Right. There's no common sense here. Mark Mills, thank you. Sorry we didn't have more time. Senior fellow, Manhattan Institute, and author of The Cloud Revolution, How the Convergence of New Technologies Will Unleash the Next Economic Boom and a Roaring 2020s. And he's got The Last Optimist podcast.